So good morning and welcome back to Thought for the Day. Today we're going to be looking at Joshua chapter 4 and verses 1 to 9. But before we do that, we're going to come and ask for the Lord's grace. Let's pray. So gracious Father, as we come to you this morning, we want to ask that you would speak to us through your word. We pray that as we read it and even as we consider what it has to say to us, that you would be at work in our lives for your glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. So let me read to you from Joshua chapter 4 and verses 1 to 9. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priest stood, and to carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men that he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and he said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." So the Israelites did as Joshua commanded them. They took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, as the Lord had told Joshua, and they carried them over with them to their camp, where they put them down. And Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan at the spot where the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood. And they are there to this day. So one of our big problems is our ability to forget. It's not that we forget everything, for we never forget what someone does wrong or when we have achieved something. Now, our forgetting seems to be most active when it comes to good things. Now, we read a book that we enjoy, and yet within a week, someone will ask us what we enjoyed about it. And apart from a few random things, we have forgotten the plot and are unable to give a good answer. We might even in a year's time pick up that same book, convinced that we've never read it before. Or we might have gone on a family outing and thoroughly enjoyed it, yet a few months later it's gone from our thoughts. Have we really forgotten? Well, no, not normally. We simply don't have it in the front of our minds as an active thought. We filed it away. And suddenly, as you reread the book, a scene or a turn of phrase will unlock the memory and you feel a bit of a wally for having forgotten. Or with the family trip, you will look back at the photos and suddenly you will be recalling all of what happened with excitement. We can even be reminded of things, can't we? Completely out of the blue, when a smell catches our nose and we are transported back to a certain situation that is associated with the smell. That happens to me sometimes when you open a cleaning cupboard and you get the smell of the mustiness that's inside there. I remember being told off when I was a child at school and put into the naughty corner. Don't do that sort of things anymore in school. But always in that naughty corner was a little storage cupboard in which we kept the cleaning supplies. And so always I'm transported back there whenever I smell that smell. Well, God knows that we have awful memories. He knows that we need reminders to point us to the things that matter. And for the children of Israel here in this passage, God wants them to remember what's happened. He has brought them through the Jordan and into Canaan, and he's done that in a pretty spectacular way. And he wants them to remember that. And more than that, he wants them to remember to tell their children and even their children's children what happened. So 12 men from the tribes of Israel take 12 stones from the centre of the Jordan, where the Ark of the Lord was held by the priests as the nation crossed over into Canaan. And they're brought to the bank where the people step in onto the land that God has given them, and Joshua makes them into some kind of memorial, something to look at, which would make people say, "Well, what's all that all about?" Well, God's design is to keep before his people a visible reminder of what he has done. He knows that the further they get from the event, the more easily that they will forget. Now, when you forget what God has done, you begin to not only forget that, but you begin to forget why you trust him and why it is that you don't do just the same things as everyone else around you. And the Israelites aren't the only ones that God gave a memorial to. We today have a memorial meal. We take the bread and the wine to remind us to always have a physical picture of God's bringing us through into the promised land. You see, when Jesus died, he enables us to cross the spiritual Jordan into the spiritual promised land. His death was the act that brings us safely to be members of God's eternal kingdom. And so Jesus has instructed us that we continually keep the Lord's Supper or the Lord's table or the communion or however you describe it. If we didn't have that constant reminder in our church calendars, as it were, whether you do that once a month, twice a month, or every week, it would be easy to forget that it is God who's given us entry. It would be easy to forget what God has done for us. And so the Lord Jesus has given us that pictorial reminder so that we will not forget. Of course, we can set reminders in our own lives too, can't we? We can raise up markers that remind us how far God has brought us. Markers that help us to keep him always before our thinking. Now, items that enable us to speak of what God has done for us personally. You sometimes may have seen it in the back of the shop, but I have a shepherd's crook at the back of my office, and it was given to me when I first became a pastor. It's just a standard wooden crook, but it helps to remind me that God has done that. God has made me into one of his under-shepherds, and that I am, as an under-shepherd, are responsible for caring for the sheep. Now, what do you need God to remind you of today? Is it salvation? Do you need to be reminded again of what the Lord Jesus has done for you? Reminded of the fact that he has rescued you and done that in a miraculous way? Or is it bringing you to a new stage? Or is he bringing you to a new stage in your life as you walk with him? And so you need a reminder, or need to set up a reminder of some sort that helps you to understand how far God has brought you along. Praise the Lord that our God knows what we are like, and he grants us memorials and he grants us reminders of his grace, which we need every day. Let's pray. Loving Father, as we have looked at this passage, and we recognize, Lord, that you, for the good of your people, set up that reminder, that memorial, so that they might see it and be reminded of all that you have done. Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd help us to have that in mind when we come to the Lord's table, as we take of the bread and the wine, that we would be reminded of all that the Lord Jesus has done to rescue us. But Lord, as well, in other points in our lives where we have seen you bring us to through to a new step, or have seen you work well in our lives, we pray that you'd help us just to have those things that help us to reflect on that, and to reflect on just what an amazing God, an awesome God you are. So help us with these things this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.